Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You know, obviously a lot of attention on Baltimore and this kind of crazy accident that ended up bringing down the Francis Scott Key Bridge. And, you know, Odyssey has a network of stations all across the country. And when we get the chance to leverage that power, we like to do that. And we're grateful to bring in Greg Carpenter, who's the brand manager and a morning host at 101.9 WLIF. He joins us live right now. Greg, good morning. How you doing?
Yeah, very well. Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Now, I mean, obviously we think there's loss of life, but I mean, what's it been like there for you guys in the last 24 hours?
Honestly, it's been chaotic. The Francis Scott Key Bridge is a main thoroughfare through Baltimore. You know, we have two tunnels that probably get the most use, but the Francis Scott Key Bridge connects the Baltimore Beltway, which is a circular highway around the town. You know, it's called the Beltway. But it connects Baltimore County to Anne Arundel County and Baltimore City. And without that connection, if people, there are neighborhoods on the east side of town, Middle River and Essex and Bowley's Quarters, that use the Key Bridge to get to northern Anne Arundel County. If they don't have that, they have to go to the tunnels, which easily adds 40 minutes to their commute.
Oh, wow. So, I mean, it's a mess. Yeah. It, you know, like, ergonomically, it's a mess for thousands of people. Someone, I think, sent me the stat. It's like anywhere from like 37,000 cars a day go over this bridge. And
Yeah, 37, anywhere between 30 and 37,000. It's 11.5 million vehicles a year. And not only from a traffic perspective, but from a port perspective as well. All of the remnants of the bridge are in the water now and will be for quite some time while they investigate and figure things out. But the port, Baltimore is in the top 15 of ports in the United States, and we're a number one importer of automobiles for the country. And so now things are put on hold because all of the shipping docks are on the other side of the bridge, and the Patapsco River is blocked. There is one little area that has Volkswagen and BMW, I think, that's on the open side of the bridge. But for the most part, the port is on the other side of the bridge, and it's all clogged now.
You know, we're talking with Greg Carpenter from WLIF 101.9, a part of our Odyssey family here in Bryan & Company. I mean, it's kind of amazing to me, and I read also it's like cars and farm equipment and farm vehicles and sugar. And I mean, why is Baltimore strategically like, I mean, listen, I watched The Wire, you know, I mean, that's all I know about Baltimore shipping, but why is it strategically like this? What makes the port so, because I never would have guessed it, right?
So, you know, basically it's, we are right in between Philadelphia and DC, and it's, you know, from a shipping perspective, I'm not in the shipping business, right, but I would assume from a shipping perspective, it's, you know, we're a good drop off and a gateway to Philly, DC, Pittsburgh, you know, even as far out as Cleveland, as far as our imports and exports. You know, we're the number one exporter in coal, you know, so I'm sure that comes from the Pittsburgh area and even the Baltimore area a little bit. But you know, the Chesapeake Bay is the Mid-Atlantic, and it's a very big hub for the East Coast.
I have so many questions for you. What's the visual like? I mean, just to see the bridge really isn't there where it was, and it's in the water, and this gigantic, I mean, the containers look like Pez cartridges in the pictures. I mean, what's it look like close to it?
It's interesting you say that, because the Key Bridge was very high. You know, the Patapsco River, you know, a lot of times a bridge will have a casual slope up and a slope down to the other side. The Key Bridge had to be really high so the ships can come under it. It's about 185 feet off the water. So it's a dramatic up and a dramatic down. And it literally was part of the skyline of Baltimore. It sounds cliche, but the gateway to the inner harbor. And to be at the harbor and in the tall business district buildings and looking out, it's such a void. It's so bizarre visually to see this.
You know, we're talking with Greg Carpenter from WLIF 101.9 down in Baltimore. You know, there's some already online, if you go through all the stuff, you know, there's some people talking about this as potential, you know, like cyber terrorism, someone sort of, there's all these speculative, like, but yeah. I don't want to get into that necessarily because there's no credibility. We don't know anything, right? But
yeah.
Is this bridge, do ships travel under it, or was this ship way off course? It's not a suspension bridge, right? Like, where is the relationship to these ships that usually come in and out?
It's interesting. Obviously, there's got to be a full investigation. But I don't know if you've seen the video. It's kind of a time-lapsed video where they've sort of sped things up a little bit. And you clearly see, again, it's all allegedly, it's all reportedly, a power outage on the ship. All the lights go out. And they were able to call in a mayday when that happened. So they were able to stop traffic quickly. And that, I think that saved a lot of lives. But again, an investigation has to happen. But it looks like the power outage affected its course, and obviously the ships go underneath to get into the port. And once it was off course, a power outage happened. It looks like a power outage happened two times in a row.
Yep.
And on that second power outage, it just hit that main
column, if you will.
Yeah, the column, the cement column. And that's what led to the decking falling into the water. And it is a suspension bridge. It looks funny. Most suspension bridges have those big A-shaped frames.
Yeah.
This one was more, you know, it was more steel on top, and cables hung down from that steel that supported the roadway. And once the tension happened, once the accident happened, the cables that held the roadway broke immediately, and then the big metal structure fell after that.
And this might, we only have like a minute. This might be an unfair question. We're talking with Greg Carpenter from 101.9 WLIF in Baltimore. Is any sense of, like, they have to extricate the ship? They have, you know, hundreds and hundreds and thousands of tons of steel. Like, how quickly does this get at least the channel open, and then you got to rebuild the whole bridge?
Yeah, no idea. I mean, honestly, that's the honest answer. At this point, investigations have to happen. The most important part is there are people in the water. You know, there's six people are in the water, and it has changed from a rescue to a recovery, unfortunately. So that's the priority right now, is finding those people, and then the investigation on what happened, and then the clearing out of the channel, and then the rebuilding happens. But President Biden talked to our Baltimore County Executive Johnny O yesterday, and he said, we're going to try and make this thing happen fast. I'll pay for it all. Hopefully Congress approves it and we can get this done quickly. But quickly probably is a couple of years. It's going to be a while.
Yeah, it's a big bridge. Hey, listen, Greg, it's great to connect and meet you. If we ever, you know, ever anything happens up here you need help with, let us know. We really appreciate the insight and the time.
And I really appreciate you having me on. Go Hartford.
Yeah, let's go Hartford. Go Huskies. Thanks, Greg. Have a great day.
Yep, talk to you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.